This is Be the Story Spotlight, with a review of the Icebox Radio Theater's production of Peanut Butter and Tofu on Jewish Rye. Do you believe in miracles? In December 2001, Daniel Ekuchukwu, a pastor of a Nigerian church, was in a fatal car accident. For several days, so the story goes, his wife refused to accept his death. She insisted his body be transported to a church in Onitsha. They laid him on a table downstairs, the preacher upstairs conducting services, oblivious to these goings-on. Then they noticed the corpse twitch. Then it breathed. Then Daniel opened his eyes, sat up, and leaned on one of the men, by now doing everything they could to revive the once-dead corpse. This story has circulated the world, being retold in innumerable variations. Sifting through all the variations is as difficult as validating the story. But that doesn't matter to those who believe. There's something deep within the human soul that longs to believe miracles still happen. And so will you, after you listen to Peanut Butter and Tofu on Jewish Rye. The play was originally written by Andrew Labrizi and adapted by Jeffrey Adams for the Icebox Radio Theater. The whole family will want to gather around the computer or MP3 device to listen to this hour-long radio drama, which was released last month in 4 episodes of the Sound Stages podcast. Robert, played by Gene G, is a no-nonsense investment banker. Lizzie, his wife, played by Kelly Remus, is a born-again badgerer with a pasted-on smile so sweet it would make the Buddha himself lose his temper. They're already late to Robert's boss's New Year's party when a bum gets in their way. Literally, in their way. Then their lives change forever. Most spiritual fiction seems more designed to score evangelism points than tell a good story. Even if you have a theme, even if you have something to say, as a storyteller, you have to put the story first. Peanut Butter and Tofu on Jewish Rye does put the story first. The theology, such as it is, is just there to tell the story, just like the characterizations or the other plot devices. As a result, this story manages to moralize without getting preachy. Because the characters are real. Their conflicts are real. Their beliefs are real, at least to them. And the magic is real, too. It's all part of the same thing, anyhow. And in a twist of fate and faith that will make you cry harder than the movie Ghost did, you'll end up believing in the supernatural, too. Or at least wishing you could. Being spiritual fiction, the story is targeted at a Christian audience, but it's told well enough that it should be enjoyable by anyone who likes a good story. All you have to do is accept that Lizzie believes what she says, and, well, she's so annoying about it, that turns out to be very easy. But that's just part of her character, and part of her charm as well. And you don't need to be well-versed in theology to understand this story. There's no theology to speak of, except what is needed to tell the story. A minor note, at the end of part 3, I got a little confused. I didn't know what was happening. By part 4, all was explained. And by the end of the radio drama, the title made sense too. Links to the Sound Stages podcast and to the Icebox Radio Theater's production of Andrew Labrizi's Peanut Butter and Tofu on Jewish Rye are available in the blog entry at BeTheStory.com. This is Tim King for Be The Story Spotlight. I'll see you Monday. Bye now.